You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1pm. It'll be myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with James Millman and Darren Owen. Big day of racing to look forward to as well. Day two of the William Hill Air Go Cup meeting. Got Newbury and Newton Abbott alongside that. Newcastle and Dundalk in the evening. We might also squeeze in a bit of action from Ballinrobe as well. There's a twilight meeting there, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton, as you just heard there, and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Very well indeed. And looking forward to the 3 days of the Western meeting. That's what we used to call it back in the day.
Yes.
The Air Western meeting. But now it's just the William Hill Festival, as we tend to get lots of those festivals nowadays. And I've noticed here in William Hill Towers a lack of personnel.
Yes.
And all I can think is that they're all enjoying a little bit of hostility up in Scotland these next few days.
Hostility or hospitality?
Oh, and a bit of that as well. Yeah. So happy days for those ones that were invited.
Yes.
Not so happy for us who have never even had a free cup of tea from William Hill, let alone some hostility.
We're not bitter about it, are we?
We're not bitter at all. We're just stating a fact. So if anybody's out there who wants to take us for away for a bit of hostility, studio@williamhill.co.uk, email us, let us know.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that have a lot of hostility towards us, but
yes, one or two. I can think of one straight off my head.
We've got superb racing to look forward to while we're up there. Some, you know, big handicaps, heritage handicaps, listed races, group races, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to get stuck into some of those. We're going to have a look ahead to the feature race of the whole meeting, the William Hill Air Gold Cup, which is a heritage handicap, if I could say it properly, over 6 furlongs. We've got a real gamble going on as well, Pimmy. Son of Rest, the Irish Raider, around about 20-1. A day or so ago. Now 5-1 favourite at the top of the market. Growl is 8-1. Flying Pursuit is 12-1. 14s for Golden Apollo. Gunmetal is 14s as well with Munter Dab. Get Knotted is 16s along with Terentum Star, and 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. We're recording this just after the draw for the William Hill Air Gold Cup as well. And what happens there is they draw the horse out the hat, and then the trainer gets to pick which of the stalls they want to go in, obviously which remaining stalls, after the draw is underway. And it seems, Pimmy, that the trainers have the idea that middle to low draws are what's going to be needed.
Yeah, middle to low. I mean, often it used to be the golden highway, as they say, up that stands rail there at Ayr, but certainly the way the trainers have chosen today, it seems to be they want to be in the middle so they can choose whether they go left or right, basically. And one or two, again, who horses' names were pulled out fairly early, went lower, low to low to, low to middle seems to be where they think that the job's going to be run. So it'll be interesting. We'll get a little bit of a pointer today, give us some idea. Obviously, we lost the meeting to severe rain last year. We've had a lot of rain up there last day or two. I think there's a bit more forecast, but I certainly don't feel that there's any danger this year. So it's all good. I mean, what a fantastic race this William Hill Gold Cup is now. I mean, it's a heritage handicap, but actually, you know, in theory, it's a far better race than any handicap. You've got a top rated horse of 108 in the shape of Pasture Perfect, and the bottom weight, who's off a mark of 95, believe it or not, upstaging. So there's only £13 range in the handicap. It's a fantastic race, and I can see where they're coming from with the Irish challenger, Son of Rest, because he ran a marvellous race in defeat last time out in a Group 1. But, yeah. A, was he flatter than that? Obviously, they've got to go now because they're going to put him up some substantial amount of about £10, I think, which takes him out of handicaps, really. But this is the Air Gold Cup, and things like that don't usually pan out, if you know what I mean. If it seems a little bit too good to be true, then he usually is. And I certainly wouldn't be jumping on that bandwagon, to be fair. I'd definitely be saying, well, I've missed the chance now, let it go and see how it gets on. And again, 17, possibly, maybe not ideal as well. You know, might be a little bit too high of the 25 declared runners. So, yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, the Roger Fell horse was gambled on yesterday as well, Muntadab, simply because of the conditions. He loves the heavy conditions. He's coming out of stall 12, so fairly bang right in the middle. So that should be a very good draw for him. Thought he was a player. But if you're going to twist my hand to give you a selection, I'm going to go a little bit each way on Gunmetal, drawn in stall 15 for the Baron and Fanning combination. I thought they were definitely an interesting player. And the other horse I thought was interesting, coming out of stall 8, Staxton, who's possibly a little flattered to deceive this season. I thought he was going to be very, very good as a three-year-old after a very good two-year-old career. It just hasn't quite gone his way, but I think possibly, again, he could be a big player at a big price on Saturday afternoon. So two against the field would be Gunmetal and Staxton.
Gunmetal 14-1 and Staxton 25-1. So yeah, nice prices about those two.
A little bit of value, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So that's a little bit of a glance towards the William Hill Air Gold Cup. Then that comes up on Saturday. We do, of course, have action coming up on Friday on day two of the Air Gold Cup meeting, the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting. So we're going to have a little bit of a look at a couple of the big races on the card there. The first of them, Pimmy, is the 305. The Harry Rosebery Stakes, a 5-furlong listed contest for the two-year-olds. And quite an open event, this, as well. You know, normally you'd expect to have enlisted company something that's much shorter than the rest and possibly going up into the next grade. But in this, we've got probably 9-2 the field and several of them that could be better than this at some point.
Well, I think that's the thing here with this race. We've got one or two coming from Group 2, Group 3, down into listed.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're maybe just found life a little bit too hot in the group status. Coming back down to listed, more than likely being calmer waters for them. I thought there was a couple here interesting. I think Vinci's Brook was interesting for the Tim Easterby yard. Again, he ran in a Group 2 on his latest effort at Doncaster last time out. The other horse that finished just behind the leaders in a Group 2 was Cosmic Law for the Fahey yard. Again, he was behind Amarati Anna at York in a Group 2. That was six furlongs. I think dropping back to 5 should well suit him. And the other one that I thought was interesting was the Rafe Beckett runner, Junius Brutus, who ran really well in defeat last time out.
He's one of the highest rated in the lineup here. He's got an official rating of 100. Junius Brutus, him along with Cosmic Law are both rated 100. The highest rated in the lineup is Life of Riley. But his recent form, Junius Brutus, Pimmy, only had the 4 runs, second the last time out at Kempton, was a winner at Ripon the time before, and he's been running in this kind of grade, hasn't he? He's had 3 of his 4 runs have been in Class 1 company. If you
know. Yeah, he's been. Tried at the level, and he's done really well at this level, and I think he's going to be a serious player tomorrow afternoon. There's one thing we would like to have is a Life of Riley.
Yes, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
But I don't think he's going to be good enough tomorrow.
So Junius Brutus the pick.
Junius Brutus for me in the Harry Rosebery.
The 335 is the next race we look at. This is the Arran Scottish Fillies Sprint Stakes. 5.5 furlongs in front of these fillies. We've got a big field here as well. 17 of them take part here. And again, it's going to be a wide open betting heap, Pimmy. Several of these are having winning form as well. Which ones have made the shortlist for yourself?
I thought Intense Romance was interesting. A winner last time out, and again on heavy ground, which more likely is going to encounter something similar to that tomorrow afternoon. I thought Magical Dreamer was interesting. Again, won on the artificial surface last time. That might just be a slight negative there, but again, is in good form. Beauty Philly, I thought, was interesting. She was a winner last time out for the Inform Haggis Yard. And that was, again, on some cut in the ground at Hamilton Park on soft. So she's certainly a player. And the other one is Fairy Falcon, who's unexposed, only been to post on a couple of occasions. Admittedly, on what she's done, she's got to up her game. But that improvement could well be there.
OK. Is that where you go, then? You take a bit of chance on the improvement?
I'm going to take a bit of a chance on Fairy Falcon, yeah.
Fairy Falcon for Pimmy in the 335 then, and the big betting race of the day is the 410, the William Hill Air Bronze Cup, handicap over 6 furlongs. Obviously, a few pointers towards the William Hill Air Silver and Gold Cups as well in terms of how the draw pans out and such. Wide open, Pimmy, so rather than go through them all and so on and so forth, just which ones, if you to have a couple against the field maybe here, what would you go with?
Oh, gosh. Listen, you know this sort of race is, if you like the colours, If you've got a lucky number, you know what I mean? If you've passed the horse box on the A64 that morning, if you've woken up to the jockey's sister the next morning, because that system worked last week for us here at William Hill.
Did it?
It did indeed. I didn't actually wake up to the jockey's sister. I didn't wake up next to her, but I woke up to her, if that makes any sense to you.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, well, that system works. So if you've got that listener, you could well take that into the equation. But for me, taking a couple against the field, course and distance winner in the shape of Dark Defender for Keith Dalglish, thought he would definitely be a player, and Equitation, who's fairly unexposed for Roger Varian and David Egan.
OK, couple against the field then. It's going to be wide open. You're going to be talking 8, 9, 10 to on the field for that. So plenty of each-way value in there if you find the correct one to give you a good run for your money. Best of luck with that. Thank you very much, Pimmy.
My pleasure.
Good luck.
And don't forget that Thursday, Friday are all culminating in the William Hill Air Gold Cup,
which is on Saturday. We've got that to look forward to. Thank you very much, Pimmy. On Friday, we'll be on air from 1 p.m. A busy day as well. And it's myself, Mark Walton, in the studio with James Millman and Darren Owen. Do join us for that. Day two of the William Hill Air Gold Cup meeting, or the Air Gold Cup Festival. Newbury and Newton Abbott alongside that in the afternoon. Newcastle and Dundalk in the evening as well, running all the way through until around about 20 past nine. So a busy old day. Do join us for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.